Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Eric Griffin episode. A little background information on Eric. We've played video games together for the longest time. We started with Destiny 1, him and my brothers to play all night. We have another podcast together called WFE, which stands for Worst Fire Team Ever. So we play Battlefront, Destiny 1, 2, Player Unknown. He's like another brother to me. So I hope you enjoy the episode. He's a very, very funny guy. My favorite part of the episode is how he makes fun of where I live. So I hope you enjoy it. Okay. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest. You guys have seen him as Montez on Workaholics. He's going to be on a new show on Showtime called I'm Dying Up Here. He also has a special on Showtime July 17th. July 7th.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric Griffin.
Thank you, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. All right.
Okay, we got this.
We got this going on. Thanks for coming.
Your mongrel you have right here.
Kirby.
Your rescue dog.
So how long have we been playing?
Yeah, we've been playing Destiny for a long time, and I finally get to see the dorm room. What I don't understand is you got a full piano in this place. He's got a piano. One room, okay? And the piano is taking up 32% of the whole room, the piano.
This is a bad idea,
George. I can't
We're starting
even.
Off
No, it's great.
Bad.
It's great. First of all, you got to be Indiana Jones just to find Steve's apartment, okay? There's like a you have to pass the boulder, and there's like there's snakes and shit out here.
Son of a bitch.
He's trying to recreate Cambodia right outside his apartment. It's kind of a nightmare, but you know, we're here. I'm here, man. Okay. Worst crew ever. It's in the worst fire team ever. Steve's dog has bit me 6 times already, by the way. 6 times I've been bitten by this dog. I don't know if it has its shots. It doesn't look like it. So this is where
we're not doing well, are we?
So you bring your girlfriend here. I'm just asking. She's been here, right?
She practically lives here, yeah.
Where does she live? I don't know where. Where does she put her things?
She's got, see that black table by the Hawaiian shirt?
Oh, okay. That's her area right there?
Yeah, and then I bought, see those hangers?
Oh, you bought some hangers. Well,
those sticky things on the...
What a respectful boyfriend.
See the pink jacket?
Oh, I got it. You put up some hanging things to make her feel at home.
Yeah.
Well, she must be from a Vietnam prison camp.
What did I say so about this guy?
This is a lap of luxury for Steve's. Oh, man. Did she come in here like, oh, my God, you have your own room? Is there a kitchen back there?
No, there's only a fridge.
You have a fridge and the microwave.
I don't even have a hot plate.
The microwave's on top. You don't have a George Foreman grill?
No.
So what do you order food all the time?
No, I just order, at Trader Joe's, they have those pre-made wraps.
Oh.
I eat those.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
This is basically, I feel like it's one of those things where we're like, for 65 cents a day, you can help Steve. you can help Steve eat properly. Wait, is that a picture of the girlfriend over there?
Yeah.
I've never seen her.
Yeah.
Hand me that picture. I got to see
what
she looks
like. Don't show it. Well, yeah, you can. Go ahead, George.
I'll just put my thumb over her face.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
kind of keep it.
Oh, okay. That's her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We won't show the little. All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, and that's her niece, Reese.
Mm-hmm. That was her niece. I mean, yeah. I don't know. She
Yeah,
I thought we were going on a year together.
I thought she was way more Asian.
She's Filipina.
Oh,
yeah, she's Pinoy.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
now.
She's Pinoy.
That's why she's
crazy over there. Yeah. So my ex-girlfriend
was Filipino.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm never again.
We had a serious talk earlier
about what?
Oh, just the way I live.
Hot plate. That you live like a college freshman? Is that what did you guys talk about?
Well, this is not working out, is it?
You know what? Okay, hold on. Serious.
Can we just edit? Can we run it back from the beginning? No, seriously. It's not working out, man.
What happened?
She said we have to talk about the way you're waking. You're not waking up at normal hours. You're not sleeping at normal hours. So what's a difference in lifestyle, Aaron?
What does she want to do? What does she want you to do?
Well, she wants to get up early.
At 6 a.m. and do what?
Yeah, 7, workout, like how she used to, and be more productive. But I'm like, you know me, dude.
She wants to go to Chuck E. Cheese. We got to play with the bouncy balls for a little while. She looks young, is basically what I'm saying. Steve's girlfriend is very young in comparison to him. He's Asian, so he looks like he's only 25. Steve's like 48. This is an old motherfucker right here. All right. So she wants you to have a more productive day.
Yeah.
So she's trying to make you cut out video games?
Yeah, well, maybe in half.
I totally get it now why sometimes when we play video games, right? And Steve will be on the other
on Twitch,
like the, you know, talking to me, and he's like, my girlfriend's here. But he's still playing. He's like, we gotta be quiet because my girlfriend is here. And now I get it. She's literally here. She's not like in the other room. She's like here.
She's right there.
Yeah, she's right there while you're playing right here.
Yeah.
It looks different on the Twitch.
What does it look like on the Twitch?
A little better, actually. I didn't realize it was this shitty. There's more.
This is it.
This is it?
Yeah.
I like it. You know,
not working out, is it? It's going great. Okay.
You need some more mirrors in here is what you need. Just to give it that effect. You know what I mean?
What I want to do.
Let's get back to this. So what's your feeling on this? You almost broke up.
No. I just have to make major changes in.
You have to compromise.
Yeah.
All right. And you're not. Are you ready to do that?
Well, I said I will make an attempt and it progress towards that.
So what have you done?
Nothing yet.
Well, we haven't been on. None of us have been on in a while.
Well, let them know their history.
We played Destiny all the time. We used to play with his brother Bobby Lee all the time.
Yeah,
Bobby got a Filipino, and now he's gone. So there's the pattern forming in the family. Guess who's next, everybody? It's just gonna be me by myself, just lonely, trying to, you know.
We played Prison of Elders.
Yeah, we played. They don't know what that is.
Okay, so Prison of Elders is a game mode.
It's a game mode in Destiny.
Yeah. And you.
And we're the worst.
There's three people involved.
Yeah, we play with this three. It's either me.
Those are fun nights. Those are real fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we have great times. Yeah. We have fun times talking shit and having fun. But, you know, and then people get girlfriends and now it's over.
How come we haven't improved in PvP?
I have no idea. Don't you just feel horrible?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that because I feel like I have the same weapons as everybody else.
Yeah. We have the same controller, the same,
Am I doing something?
My TV's
am I
a lot better
wrong?
Than this TV, but, you know. Steve's got a 13-inch monitor from his. That's the worst TV I've ever seen.
For
a video game, but anyway.
Are we doing something? Are we holding the controller wrong?
I honestly have no idea.
No, because I've seen you play too.
How shitty? I don't know why we're so shitty, and it's really frustrating. It's super frustrating because you don't feel any improvement.
No.
Like, if you look at the amount of hours we've played, because Xbox will show you that you've played, 1,900 hours, straight of this game. And you see, you go, well, there's got to be some. I never feel any improvement. I just never feel it.
I don't know.
If we didn't talk to each other on the game, I wouldn't play it.
Yeah.
It's only because we talk to each other and we have a good, you know, we have a good time.
No, does weapons matter? Like, am I using the wrong shit or something? Or
Your guess is as good as mine. We all have the same stuff.
I just feel like they're doing something different, like pressing a button or rolling better than I am.
And it's not even just little kids, because there's a lot of people that game, you know, it's not just like...
There's kids that are kicking our asses.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people. I don't know. We're just never going to get good at it, but we embrace that.
Yeah.
We embrace it.
Yeah.
Actually, it makes it fun when we actually get like 3 kills, you know? Yeah. You know, then we're just like, we did it!
Okay, who's the best?
We won't rock! You know?
Who's the best out of our fire team?
Oh, what? Clearly it's Coke, you know?
So if, for those of you who don't know, Eric Coke's an MMA fighter.
He's an MMA fighter.
And he's...
I kept my phone on and told people just in case I didn't leave here. You know what I mean? I didn't know what was going to happen, if I was going to be eaten or.
He's got a fight coming up in a week and a half against Clay Guida in Oklahoma City. Do you know that he's fighting?
Yeah.
So wish him luck.
He hasn't fought in a while because he broke his ankle.
Right. Yeah, so. But I think the reason why he's better is because he's a fighter.
Oh, no, he's got that hand eye.
Yeah.
His hand eye is like ridiculous. So for us, I think we're just like so slow. I think our brain latency is like.
How far away are you from your television, like when you're sitting on your couch at your place?
I'm probably about this far away. No, my couch is a little bit further away from my TV, but it's a bigger TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so how big is your screen? Like the whole movie screen?
No. It's just a bigger TV. I don't know. I probably have like a 55 downstairs and like, you know, same thing in my bedroom.
Are you going to play Destiny 2?
Yeah, I already went. I went to the...
Let's talk about that. So you went to EA?
Yeah, I didn't go to EA. I went to the Bungie event that they had.
You went to the Bungie?
The Bungie event for Destiny 2.
Tell them what happened.
It's great. You know, you went to this... It's like in a big warehouse, and they had these different areas set up. So you could play like... You could play game mode.
Yeah.
You could play Strikes, or you could play Crucible.
What are the major differences in PvP and all that shit? PvE?
The game was way smoother. Of course, they had different maps. You know. They had like...
But they had a huge change, fours, right? Aren't there fours in PvP?
Yeah, it's 4 now instead of 6.
All right, so that's a huge change.
But I wish they would have made it so you can like play with 4 people too on the main game.
Right.
They didn't do that.
Yeah. Raids? Are there raids?
They, but I didn't play that.
All right.
They have a grenade, a melee attack, and you have this other thing where you can make like a healing or a shield.
Isn't there another subclass for Hunter?
Yeah, they had
like this sword or something.
Yeah, there's a sword. It was great. That's why I haven't played Destiny. I don't play by myself anymore. Like if we're not playing in a fire team or stuff.
Oh, because I used to see you online.
Oh, I don't play it anymore at all.
Why not?
Because I played 2.
Oh.
I'm waiting for 2. Like, this, what else is there to do on Destiny? We're all 400.
Right,
we have all the weapons we're going to need. It's like, there's no point in playing.
No,
you should take this time to heal with your girlfriend until Destiny 2 comes out.
Oh, that's
you shouldn't play anymore. You should be like, honey, this is all for you, babe. You know what I've decided, honey? I'm not going to play Destiny.
I'm going to spend.
Let's take a month. You know, he says the exact time until Destiny 2 comes out. We're going to take a month, 3 days and 2 hours to reconnect and rekindle our relationship.
We're playing Overwatch. She has her system here.
Oh, PlayStation. No. She plays too?
She plays Overwatch.
Oh, God.
So she's kind of
She's taking over?
And she's leaning me towards that.
Do you ever hear her tell her friends, shh, my boyfriend's sleeping.
my boyfriend is sleeping.
So you guys almost broke up today, though.
No, not really. She was just kind of saying, I need to talk to you about, you know, changes I need to make. And,
Steve has already seen his girlfriend's sister's pussy, actually.
No, not technically. I was there when the baby was born in the...
But it came out of...
Well, I was there 5 minutes after it came out.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't see.
You didn't see.
That's a major thing I did, didn't
it? Yeah, it is. They weren't even like that serious yet. And he was already with the family at the birth... You know,
yeah, of her sisters.
Yeah, so this is like you're in deep.
I'm in deep.
Yeah.
So
where's the have you had the ring hidden anywhere?
Look at this place. Man. I don't even have a freaking hot
ring.
I mean,
like how dare she expect a ring?
Yeah, like a little Chuck E. Cheese. Go ahead, go back with the Chuck E. Cheese ring.
Oh, that'd be a great way to you guys play a game and you bring the tickets over and it's a ring.
Or David Buster's.
Oh my God, that'd be so dope. No, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
She's
too young for David Buster's. Dave and Buster sells alcohol and she can't.
Are we doing okay, George? No, George, are we doing...
I'm not sure you are.
Are we doing okay?
Yeah.
We're doing fine.
You're like making me... Like, You're making me sweat. No,
it's not me that's making you sweat. Yeah. It's this fucking hot box we're in right now that's making you sweat. Should we this turn on? 1912. No insulation. It's probably asbestos in the fucking ceiling.
Should we turn on the AC or will that ruin?
No, these mics close up enough.
Okay, I'm gonna turn on the AC.
You're gonna go put something on the hot plate? Yeah. You're gonna make some.
Open up that water.
You're gonna get some grilled cheese for us right now. Steve's the best. He's like, you know.
Are you having fun? Is this fine?
Yeah, we're fine. We're doing good.
What do you think about? Do you think there's vast improvements?
So the AC's in the other room, like
no, it's the only
it's in
place.
The kitchen?
No, it's in the bathroom.
Oh, because you don't have no other windows.
Yeah, that.
See, this used to be a prison. This was a ladies' prison in 1912, and so they turned it into apartments.
So the air reflects off the door, and then it ricochets.
Oh, so the air's got to bounce off.
It's got to bounce off the door, and then slowly make its way out here.
What do you do in the heat of summer?
I have to open that up so it like the
Why
air.
Why don't you put it on in that, that window?
See, that's a trickier window because there's neighbors there, and they have more of a territorial stance on the backyard. So like if I were to open that, it would change like technically like, oh, is this my backyard or their backyard?
You're having a property line war.
There's always a property line war in this little unit. Yeah, that neighbor put up like that bamboo fence to claim the backyard.
Oh shit.
This neighbor is like always claims that backyard.
Wow.
I only have this little area. Craig has the whole front.
Oh, he does?
Have you ever met Craig?
No, I don't think I've ever actually met Craig.
You give him so much shit.
I do.
You give him so much shit.
He's got the hours of your life with this guy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, it's like you guys are like brothers. You talk to him like your brothers.
Yeah, we talk to each other. Yeah, I love Craig. We have a great... That's what I'm saying about we're never going to be good at that video game or video games in general. But yeah. We have a great time together. That's what's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's some good camaraderie.
It's frustrating, though.
Yeah. But Steve will rage quit.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? Wait,
let him know.
Steve will rage quit.
Let him know what I've done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Tell him the story.
I asked him was, Steve, what weapon are you using? And he was like, oh, no, you didn't, sir. And then he'll start using... He'll start using like certain adjectives to like, you know.
No, you are incorrect.
You are incorrect. He gets serious.
Yeah.
And then he just was like, you know, cursing. Then he'll start talking about his.
No, something happened during a raid. Something happened.
Something
that
always
stressed
happens.
Me out. Oh, it's the one on Crodo where you have to run, you know, to the the Death Singer's gaze. You have to run. There's a section in the Crota where you have to run. There's six people like doing this sprinting back and forth.
No, but Steve,
obviously a logical reason for that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right. For him to go off on a video game.
Have I done that once or twice?
You've done it a few times, Steve.
Have I?
There was that time when we were playing the raid where we were doing the relay race part of the raid. That's when you went off that time
because
you kept dying.
Yeah, I kept dying. No, because I wasn't standing in the middle. Remember?
That was another time. You just
remember, I wasn't standing in the middle.
The
and then you're like, Steve, you're not standing where you're supposed to. I'm like, no, I'm not the right spot, man.
Yeah, he goes off. And then like, this is my favorite thing is like, you know, he's like, remember, the worst part about that one raid where you have to do the jumping thing on the ships.
Oh,
he'll take 45 minutes to do that. And then there's five other people on. So they're talking.
They're waiting for me. We can see them.
And then like, it's hilarious. So somebody will laugh. And then Steve real quietly will go, who's laughing? Why are you guys laughing? Who's laughing at me? And then if Craig laughs and he's like, oh, you know, they're like,
oh, we've gotten into it. Me and him, we've
and
gotten
then one time
it.
You got into it with, he got into it with Frank, our other guy on our team.
Did I get?
Yeah, because that's when
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's when you were like, no, you know, you don't want to see me, bro.
Oh, I brought up my 93 wrestling stats.
I'm 93 wrestler. He's like, I'm a champ on a wrestling mat, you know. So we never let him forget that.
Poway Wrestling.
Yeah, he brought up like Burbank High School 1991 regional third place, bro. That was my favorite.
Oh, you know what? Maybe Destiny 2 is not for me then. It might not be.
Yeah,
because
I think we're gonna play. I already bought it. Didn't you already buy it?
No.
Oh,
but Craig bought it. Everybody did, dude.
It's like we're ready.
Once this drops, are people still gonna play the original Destiny? People who can't afford it.
I'm wondering.
Because imagine someone.
Maybe they'll be like, no, they're going to keep the servers on, you know?
It'd be a lonely place, the tower, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but see, what's the story? In Destiny 2, the tower's destroyed.
Oh, yeah, tell them about the story.
Oh, it's dope. It's a cabal. And the cabal come, and you're
like... Isn't there a cabal, like,
No, you're boss? Yeah, there's a... You don't get to that, because they didn't let me get that far. You just play the first mission, you know?
Oh,
and
the first mission is the cabal. Like, it's oriented towards the cabal.
Yeah, it's the cabal, and then, like, you're fighting with...
low light.
No, you're fighting with, like, the guys, the three people, you know, Zavala,
yeah, you're fighting with
them in the first story.
Oh, the people at the tower.
Yeah, because the tower's destroyed, so they're, like, defending the tower. It's dope.
Like, Eris, too, like...
I didn't see Eris. I think that bitch is dead.
So, what I heard is the cabal destroyed your ghost and then the tower?
No, I didn't see all that thing about the ghost. No, your ghost is still there, but you're like...
But he said something about your light level, like your light is mine or something like that.
I don't know what it was, but like, it just was fun to play. The game, it was more smooth.
Right,
more smooth, and you had like more things. And, you know, so I was like, why am I playing? I'm actually mad that I played because
right.
I got home and I was like, ugh, I don't want to play this anymore. You know what I mean? It's like you don't want to go and like you're with your, you don't go to like a whorehouse and fuck a hot chick and then come back to your fat wife. And you're like, ugh, I don't want to.
So you're done with this.
Yeah.
You're done with it.
Are there any
other games you're looking forward to?
Oh, you're still using the Kinect too. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Where do you play?
I sit down like maybe this close. I sit real close to it, and I just sit like Indian squat style.
Oh,
right there.
I'm wondering, like, I'm trying to figure out what I see.
This background.
Oh, I always see all this shit. Okay. Yeah. I was wondering, like, what all this was right here. It's just really, like, weird poster.
Now, what are your thoughts on Craig trying to push our WFE YouTube, like, because he wants to do a whole thing with just our fire team. It's him, Craig, Eric Koch, Frank, and...
And whoever else
we can get. Yeah, maybe Bob if he comes back.
Yeah, we have an opening spot at all times.
So WFE stands for Worst Fire Team Ever.
And that's because somebody took our Twitch video and they put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they were like, Worst Fire Team Ever. And it is pretty sad to see.
From my point of view.
Pretty sad.
It was me playing.
And then we thought, well, that's it right there.
We're the worst. No, we had Guardian down. Didn't we have some other names?
Yeah, but like that was like one that people took. Look at your dog. It's like
he likes
attacking
you.
Me. This is like?
Yeah, he likes you. Yeah, he likes you.
Stop.
Now, do you think we could maintain that? Because Craig's he keeps bothering me. Like,
no, we can do it.
Steve, are you twitching? Steve, are you twitching? Steve, we need footage. Steve.
But we have to. I know, but we don't.
He bugs me like a lot.
We could play any other game too.
We can't. We twitch.
Should. We can't. We no, don't have you to
play.
Just
don't you play? I saw you playing Grand Theft Auto one.
Yeah,
night.
I play Grand Theft Auto all the time. We could twitch a lot of things.
So you don't just have to twitch like that
Destiny?
First person shooter shit.
Yeah. We could play.
Because I'm
games.
Not good at. I just realized.
I tell you, you think Destiny's hard, dude? I just bought Injustice.
What's that all about?
It's that DC.
Oh, it's like Street Fighter.
Yeah. That game is so freaking hard.
What's so hard about it? How many different characters are there?
There's like 30 characters, but like when you play, like
you can be Flash.
When you play an online match, a ranked match online,
a ranked match,
you don't get a hit in, dude.
Oh, like, they're that good.
It's just like blah, 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 blah,
like combos,
you know, power move, combo, 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 and I'm just like, I can't. This is not fun. You know how we always say. You know how we always say when we're playing games. They get to the point where we're playing. We're like, this isn't fun.
Yeah.
Why are we playing this? Because it's so.
I think that is your line.
It's not fun.
You've said that about a million times.
When we play Trials of Osiris, I'm like, this shit isn't fun. Because there's nothing, because I don't feel the progression in our skill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
It's just frustrating, and they're so
frustrating,
good.
Man.
They're great with snipers.
Yeah,
great with shotguns.
How the fuck are you gonna shoot me when I just peek my head?
Yeah.
Let's say I'm in a cave.
It'll be like this. It'll be like a wall
and
here.
And then you just
go like this.
Boom! Your head's
boom, dead.
Off.
Done. Like that. Just,
no, I'm telling you, he's not kidding around.
Like it could be like just that much. Like a little. Like you know what I mean? Like you just go. And somebody will say, "Dude, don't peek out because I'm just gonna take a little poop." Dead. Dead.
Are their brains more advanced, these kids?
No, and then here's the thing, too. It's like, Steve's Mr. Shutdown. So, like, he's the last guy. So, okay, there's three people on the fire team. Okay, and so, like, you get to revive your partner.
It's a 3v3.
So So, let's say, like, you know, I'm down, and, like, Craig is down, and Steve's the last one. That's it.
He goes into
the dark zone. You go into the dark zone, and we're talking, Steve, come get us! Shoot! And then, like, he dies, and you hear this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
I do black out.
Yeah, you black out.
I don't know. Something happens.
Yeah, then he's like, I'm sweating. And I'm like, but it's like,
I black out.
But because we're so bad, when we do get
who's
a victory.
Who's better, me or Craig, in that situation?
Don't get me into this.
No, but
General Craig?
Yes. I wish he was here.
Oh my God. He's the worst. Okay. He is the absolute. Cause like he never listens. He's not a team player.
He'll just run and
And he'll be like, oh, let's go. Let's do the other way.
Shoulder charge, right? The shoulder.
Or then he'll be like,
runs.
So he'll have a plan.
And like, shoulder charge.
Which way should we do? Craig's like, well, we should go to the right. You know? And then we die. Then he comes like, you know what? Let's go to the left. And then we die.
It's I think we're just one dimensional with our
I don't know
team.
If that's what it is, man.
Didn't we win one? We've won one round.
No, we can win rounds.
We won one round.
Seven.
I remember we won a few matches.
But because we're so bad, that's what makes it so great when we do win. It's like a thrilling, like
it's a miracle to happen. Yeah, like where some one of them with their
like in
a person
years,
on their team just strays off, like and all three of us are there with our pulse rifles.
No, we've done good a couple times.
Which I don't remember.
In 2 years that we've been playing the game, we have never. Like
got two in a row.
There's parts of the game that we've never seen because we're that bad.
We've never been to the lighthouse. Yeah, we'll never see the lighthouse.
We'll never see the lighthouse.
So for those of you,
Destiny
2
is coming out, and there's no. We're never going to see the lighthouse.
Trials of Osiris says you have to win 8 in a row.
Yeah.
It happens every weekend. We've never won 2 in a row.
Yeah.
We've never won more than one round. Yeah. We have to always go back and get new passes to even do it.
Yeah. No, but we've won. We've never won a whole ticket.
Never.
Yeah, that's not even an exaggeration. I'm thinking about it right now. We've never, like, even if we didn't do, like, undefeated.
Yeah.
Like, we've never gone, like, 8-2. You know how you can play? It's like, because how many is it? 7? No, it's 7.
You
have 7 wins and then 3 losses underneath, right? We've never been, like, 7-2.
We've never been 5-2.
That would be the worst you could do.
We've never been 5.
Right.
We've never got 5 wins.
Yeah, we never got 5 wins. And by the way, you get 3 up front.
You do, because you put passage coins on the thing.
I don't. As we're talking about it right now, I don't know why we play the game.
It's just pointless.
It really is.
Because a lot of these kids are like 12 years old. And they're talking to their mom like, "Mom, I want cereal." And they're
we hear them, and they're just killing us.
Yeah, is it because you get older, your brain
there's a lot of older
cells
people
slow
playing.
Down.
You can see when you go to the these events and stuff. It's not just kids playing.
I just think that
we're just bad.
There's adults like us.
Yeah, man,
and they're good
at the bungee event. It
go
wasn't
ahead.
All
How
kids.
Many people were there?
Oh, it was hundreds of people there, and they had like
the speakers and shit.
They had seminars and shit.
Okay,
I just didn't stay for that, but they had full size, you know, hunter and warlock, and they had the guns. They had full size gun, like real, like as if the guns were real. And
like, can I ask you something? Has Craig been anything other than a Titan?
I don't even remember. He has. I think he's been a warlock. He's got another character. He's got a hunter character.
Okay. But you've played all three.
I have all three. My only problem with Craig is like he's not a team player. He acts like he's a team player, but he's not a team player.
Should I call him up? You haven't met him.
I know. We should meet him.
Should I just call him up on the spot?
Yeah, why not? What's he doing? We're going to call Craig.
Where's the phone? Should I call him up right here?
You had your phone in your pocket.
Okay.
Steve's got an iPhone 2.
All right, easy. I'm so glad. Thanks so much for coming,
man.
Is that
the original iPhone you have there, Steve?
Let me see. Craig.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to call him up right here. Should I put him on speaker?
Yeah, put him on speaker. We're calling Craig. He's our white general.
Hello?
Hey, are you here?
I'm just at the Boba Timer on the corner. What's up?
We got Eric Griffin over here. We're talking about our Destiny gaming, and you're coming up a lot in our conversation.
Because you're the worst.
What was that?
You guys are doing your podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted you and to come and so you could meet Eric and we could talk about our WFE.
Oh, God.
Okay. We're waiting. Go. Yeah. Okay. This is going to be great. great. General, it's going to be great.
General Craig's on the way,
everybody.
So for
those of you who don't know, because we've talked about Craig a lot, we call him General.
Why?
We call him, General Craig. Why?
Because he always has a plan. Like, he thinks he's like Hannibal on fucking A-Team. You know what I mean?
But does a plan ever work?
No, it never works.
Okay.
Like we're horrible and he's horrible. So we're his plan.
We're not good.
Yeah.
We're not good. No, Destiny 2, do you think we have an opportunity to be decent?
No.
It's just going to be a fun new
game. It's just going to be a fun new game.
We're just not good.
No, what's fun about Destiny, this is why I don't play in it anymore right now.
Yeah.
It's because we've done all we could do. We've done all the raids. All our characters are 400.
Yeah.
So what are we playing for, right? So when Destiny 2 comes out, we're going to be playing to like do the missions do the light levels again. And we're going to be like, you know, like trying to rank up our guns and rank up our characters, all that bullshit again.
Don't you think we deserve to go to the lighthouse before Destiny 2 drops?
It would be nice, but we got to do like Bobby and so pay let's for it.
No, let's.
You should put it out there.
Well, let's put it out there. So what's your gamer tag on?
My gamer tag is my name now, Eric Griffin. On Xbox, Eric.
Xbox One, Griffin. Stevie Weeby. We've never gone to the lighthouse.
But we're not going to do it together.
Trials of Osiris.
It's
going to
be like somebody out there and one of his friends.
No, one guy could do it. No, one guy could
do it. How come we haven't been with Coke?
I don't know.
Exactly. No. He's better than anybody we ever played
with. No. There's people better than him, though.
Okay, but check it out. We're not going to go.
It's
got to be Coke, you, and whoever we're asking.
No. There's one guy out there.
No, there isn't.
No, that could get me and you or me and Craig to the lighthouse.
No, guaranteed. No way.
There's no expert. Way. I'm telling you,
there's
there are.
There's not one guy that's going to get us there.
True Vanguard could do it. Grenader Jake could do it. Those two. So I know you're huge on Twitch, but if you listen to this,
I would love to see that. Let's reach out to them.
I'm telling
you. Everybody that listens to the Steve Weeby podcast, all seven of you, I would like you guys to send messages, even Steve's mom. Your mom.
Wait, go ahead. No, keep playing.
Send
keep
messages
talking.
Out to what is the two guys?
To me and you.
No, to the two guys that...
Grenader Jake.
Grenader Jake.
True Vanguard.
And True Vanguard to tell them that we need to get...
Wish me luck. These top flight players.
We need to get to the lighthouse and we want you to help us. I don't think it's possible. Steve thinks it is.
Hey, could we do a little thing where if they get us to the lighthouse, we'll send them a shirt, like a little Ray shirt or something, or a Patreon package or something like that?
Yeah, something they can use to... Something
but you, do you think
something
that'd be
you can use to clean your car with?
I knew. I was ready for this. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
You know, when we were walking through the jungle of Cambodia back here, he was like, "I want you to talk about me and talk about everything."
Yeah,
I didn't think it was real, but here I am.
So, we're putting it out there. What do you think, George? Do you think this might happen? When does Destiny 2 come out?
I don't know. September?
No, it comes out like in a month. Yeah.
Oh, God,
it comes
I can't
out
wait.
In a couple weeks.
No, it's not a couple weeks.
No, in July.
We have to look that up. Is it July?
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to. My whole July is packed.
Where are you going?
But I'm
going
to have my Xbox with me. I'll take
it. Where are you going?
I'm going to Spain to see my parents. And then I'm going to Seattle.
Wait.
And I'm going to Montreal.
You've been to Spain a lot, right?
Yeah, well, because they moved. They moved last year.
Where, in Madrid?
Malaga.
So what? You like going out there and shit?
It's cool, but you know, you're visiting your parents, so it's never fun.
What do you do out
parents.
There? What do you do out there?
I just sit on the couch and hear my mom bitch about Trump. You know what I mean? You know,
you don't go out or you don't.
We try. We go do things. We eat out.
How's the food out there in Spain?
Oh, it's delicious.
What kind of food they got?
You know, Spanish food. It's like European. They have all kinds of different types of restaurants there. So they have like, you might go to like. You know, a French restaurant or Italian restaurant. They have all different types of, I'm not even sure what traditional Spanish food is.
Yeah.
But it's very much like Italian food though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's a mixture between Italian food and some Mexican food, you know
and
what
the
I mean?
Beaches are nice.
Oh, they live in the most beautiful area and it's like the cost of living so low there.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You think it'd be expensive, huh,
it's
George?
Not. Well, that's why Spain's economy is in the tank because people don't want to work hard there.
Oh, they're just chilling?
Really, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Like, you know, they they'll get off for 2 hours at lunch.
Just go to the beach and play volleyball.
Shit'll close down for days. Yeah, it's a great vacation because it's cheap, man.
He got robbed in Colombia.
In Colombia?
Yeah.
But what were you doing in Colombia?
He got drugged and robbed.
What?
There were cheap flights down there. I thought I'd have a great vacation.
Oh God!
He woke Can't up. Cheap, he met man. Some dude there, and then
I'm never. I don't do cheap shit. I got.
Have
go.
You had people like when you're visiting abroad, like try to make friends with you? And
yeah, that's, I don't do that. I don't
they go, hey, buddy, let's well, go here's to the thing. Bar.
I don't, first of all, I don't drink and I don't take drugs. So that's never going to happen to
that's
me.
That's never going to happen.
So they're going to have to like.
So have you always been like that?
Yeah. So I'll know that they're trying to do something when somebody's like, hey, I'm going to be like, back off, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What's it like traveling with your Xbox One like that? That
oh, I have this great carrying
tell
case.
Tell them about it.
It's the game case, G-A-E-M.
Yeah.
You know, the game case. It's got a little 15-inch monitor. The Xbox sits in this like padded area. You have like little side slots to put your controller and your cords and everything.
Yeah.
It's very sturdy and you just carry it on.
And it's portable.
It's really portable. I carry it on with me. I have a backpack and that, you know.
What about the Wi-Fi? What about the Wi-Fi? How do you connect to...
They change... You don't know this, but I heard that they had an update in the Xbox where when you go to the hotel now...
Yeah.
You could just, a little thing comes up where you could sign into the hotel thing now.
And boom, you're on?
Yeah, you're on. But what I was doing before is I would hook up on my cell phone, all right?
Yeah.
And then I would like get the MAC address of my cell phone and change the MAC address of the Xbox to my cell phone's MAC address so the internet would think that, you know, I'm still on my cell phone. That's another trick.
Oh.
And that works every time.
So that must be great, fucking traveling with the portable Xbox.
And then
dude?
I have like, you know, you have all your apps too, like Hulu and Netflix.
Oh, so you can watch all that shit.
Yeah. Now I heard that they're not letting something about European when you're traveling in Europe now. I don't know if you can travel, you know, with your laptop and stuff going from Europe to the States. I heard something like that. I got to check on it because I want to take the Xbox when I go visit my parents. That's going to be great because while they're yapping away, I'll just be playing games.
Fuck yeah.
15 hours a day.
Now, are you into other games? Like,
yeah, I mean, well, I play,
what type of
I play,
shit other than Destiny
see,
are
I
you
play
into?
Destiny. I play FIFA, whoever the newest FIFA. I love FIFA.
FIFA
that's the first
18.
Time. The first time we ever met when I beat Steve at FIFA. And then started a fight between him and his brother because they are fucking competitive. Okay, like super competitive.
Oh, dude.
Like I left the house with this conversation is going on. Bobby,
dude,
Bobby.
I pulled the knife on him, dude. I pulled the knife on him over Knockout Kings. He did a low blow with like Sugar Ray. Like he did you know, we went 12 rounds. Dude, we went 12 rounds and he went like this, like boom. Yeah. And then you squat down and he did an uppercut and knocked me out. So that's like a cheap move.
So,
I blacked out.
Yeah, see, that's what happens.
Yeah, I went to the kitchen.
He goes into blackout mode.
I went to the kitchen. I grabbed knives and I start doing the swarm, the swarming move.
They're best of. They're really good. Close
so that's
brothers.
When I met you.
So Bobby and I play. That's how him and I really. The reason why Bobby and I became friends is we went to the Middle East together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And yeah, when we were in the Middle East on a tour.
What year was this?
Oh, God. It was 9 years ago, actually.
You've known him that long?
Yeah, it was 9 years ago. We went, and then he bought an Xbox. This is how Bobby is. He's like, he's bored.
Yeah.
So he bought an Xbox, and
what tour was that again?
It was just a tour with MetaMed, So he bought an Xbox, and we started playing FIFA. Sebastian was there, too. Mm-hmm. So, and he was really good at FIFA. Like, Bobby was, like, super good at FIFA at the time.
The best?
So, yeah. At the time. So we're playing though, and we're trying to get good. I don't understand it. So then after that tour, I got FIFA, and then him and I started playing online. And Bobby is a sore loser and an even worse winner. Okay. So like if he beats you, he'll send let's say he's playing with Barcelona, he'll send you a picture of Messi.
Or
you know,
like PK.
Messi. Yeah.
He did that to me.
Yeah, he'll do that.
But Rooney when he plays.
Oh, my God. It'll be Rooney like kicking the ball and sending. And then, you know, like, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
I topped his ass.
But you beat him?
Yeah, because I used to play with. Who did I play with? What team was that? I forgot what team it was.
Okay.
But like,
shit,
God.
This is
General
it.
Craig is here. But to do the.
Come on in. General Craig.
Yeah, we got to get the we have to start the Darth Vader music. Okay, how you doing, man? General Craig is here.
Just have a seat, Craig.
We want to give him his own mic.
Yeah. Okay, hold up. Right. Well, how about this? I'm gonna.
Yeah. We'll just do it like this.
We'll just do it like this.
But let me tell him the story.
Yeah.
So
This is the worst fire team ever right here.
Yeah, this, so this is our fire team. Wait,
first time together in 2 years. Maybe that's why we're horrible. So I used to do this. I used to play with Liverpool.
Yeah.
What's his name in Liverpool? The guy that looks like, you know, he's
Oh, Suarez?
No, before that. Like 10 years ago. Their guy that used to be on Liverpool. Anyway.
Oh, Balotelli.
No, it's not him. God damn it. Luis, no.
Luis Suarez.
No, it wasn't Suarez. Yeah, that's what this is what we deal with Steve.
Oh, sorry. Steve,
the name we already said no to.
I'm very happy right now. Yeah. Just watching, seeing this. Is it
this right here?
Yeah, I'm
having it. Fire team ever?
Yeah.
So yeah, his voice is annoying in person too. But I we need Frank and Coke. So I taking pictures. So anyway, this is how I got Bobby back. I took a picture. I found a picture on the internet of one of the best players on Liverpool.
Yeah.
And he was holding his baby. And I took Bobby's head.
Yeah.
And I put it on the baby.
Oh, he probably flipped.
And he flipped the fuck out. He hates that.
So then
he stopped doing it. I'm going to find the picture and I'm going to send it to you so we can put it up when you post this. Because he
On the head of the character?
Yeah. No. I put it on the head of the baby that the player was holding. So it looked like he was holding a little baby Bobby because I beat him. So every time we beat each other, it'd be this thing. So anyway, I go over his... Yeah. Oh, I went hard. It was a Photoshop, you know. So I Photoshop. I did it myself. Oh yeah. Fuck him. You know what I mean?
He went to community college, learned Photoshop.
Yeah. It was a whole thing. You know what I mean? It was like an online seminar. I had to take a test. So I went to Bobby's house one time, and then we're playing FIFA, and he's like, "I gotta get my brother," because I had heard that you played.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't realize how intense he was about playing either. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're playing. Yeah. And I beat you. Yes. First time we played, I beat you.
That's fair.
Yeah. Look how he blacks out. You know?
Yeah. That was fair.
And then.
Okay. You did it.
Then him and his brother play each other. Okay. And then I'm talking shit, like getting in between them. And then as I'm walking out, you hear like them talking, you hear Bobby like, you know, why'd you do that, man? You know?
But Craig, you've seen us fight, me and Bob.
Steve used to come over. All right, yeah. Steve used to come over and like, he'd be like, dude, he would look like, you would look like you just went to a funeral and you'd be like, I just got into it with Bob. Cause he beat me again at FIFA. But you guys would get into it. Like you guys would get like violent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You would tell me those stories. What was the worst with
Steve's
you and Bob?
Steve's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde over here.
I know. He tries to play like all nice, like he wasn't part of it.
Oh no, I got the dark side too. I got a dark side too.
Here, what was the worst here? I'll just yell out. What was the worst?
The worst, I was telling him I pulled knives on Bob early 2000. Yeah. Knockout Kings.
But Bob did something too, right?
Oh, dude, one time when I lived in Marcella's place. Yeah, let's not walk down this road.
Just tell me.
No, let's walk down a different... Let's walk down a different street.
Are we going to talk about table?
Oh, no, not about that. Let's go back to Destiny. So this is WFE, worst fire team ever.
Yeah, this is...
We're
missing Coke and Frank.
Yeah, so what do we? What's our plan, objective for YouTube?
But Frank and Craig here have this ongoing feud.
Yeah, what is going on with you and Frank?
It's not just me. Come on, it's everybody. You said it too. Frank is...
Okay, let's just do real talk right now. Right. Do real talk.
This is real talk.
We got to get the other mic.
Okay, I don't know.
Where's your other mic?
Okay, I'll get it right now.
I can't believe Steve has three mics in this hovel.
I know, I'm amazed you have enough. This is the first time you've been to the Steve pad?
Yeah.
It's a little scary, huh?
I mean, pad is a strong word. We can't.
I mean, it's a...
Oh, so you can put more than one? Well, this is the part you're just going to cut. You're going to edit this part out?
Oh, no, it stays in.
Yeah, you guys
got
to entertain the crowd.
Oh, all right. Keep talking about
Shoulder charge.
Oh, God, please, no.
That's what we do.
This is like a drinking game. Every time Craig mentions the shoulder charge, how it's been buffed.
They did. They ruined it.
Oh, God.
They ruined it. Come on. All right,
let me... Doing levels?
Yeah, we're doing levels. So...
Start it again real quick.
Okay.
All right.
This is great. This is all... I didn't plan on this, but I like the way it works.
Can you just check levels real quick?
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Sit. All right.
So let's talk about... Can I just let them know, like, educate them on what you do with the...
Well, first off, worst fire team
Craig plays
ever.
As a Titan.
Yeah.
And there's a move where you run towards the person and press RB and you do a move.
You do a shoulder charge.
You should do a shoulder charge.
You got to run at him.
It's an instant kill. But don't when you say he relies on it too much.
Yeah, yeah, heavily.
I do. I do. I'll admit it. But it used to be better.
Yeah.
It used to be better.
Wait, well, when did they make that change?
I'm going
to put this down. It wasn't better. It's the same.
No. It's just the same thing. No. But it used to target better.
So the target
acquisition. That's horrible.
No. I'm still horrible because I'm horrible.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with the shoulder charge, it used to target the dude better.
Okay.
So
are we
like
talking
now,
Trials of Osiris? What are we talking about?
No, just in general. Okay. Just in general. When they did the update, when was the last update? Like the last big update was like a year ago?
No, it was a few months back.
Yeah, okay. So when they did that, like you would shoulder charge towards somebody and it would kind of a little bit auto target. So like you would now, I'll shoulder charge.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't noticed that, but I mean,
well, that's because I'm the king of the shoulder charge.
I have to think about that one.
Yeah.
But that's you know what I don't like about Destiny is the fact that you can. Like when you shoulder charge when you're playing like against like you know in game, not against other people like real players, like it's like useless. Like it doesn't kill like it kills Guardians.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
Well,
it's true.
PvP, you could take out like in Trials, you could take out one of their dudes.
We've had teams in Trials that have killed us just with shoulder charges.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
no,
all Titans.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes.
No,
we've had all Titans.
No, come on, they, really?
No. There's been teams that have taken us out with just shoulder charges.
We've been killed by so many different ways.
yeah, it's true.
How can you remember all the ways that you've been killed, Steve?
Yeah.
But when didn't we have a good run? You, me. I don't think you were there. But didn't we go
had a good run. We had
no,
a good
we went
run.
5-1 or 6-1. Didn't we 1 week?
We've gotten up there. I mean, we've all gotten
what's
our good moments.
What's the closest to the lighthouse we've gotten?
I mean, individually, I think I was at 7 or 8.
What?
Yeah, with like Coke.
Well, yeah,
and them.
Yeah, because he's like a
with
traitor.
Coke and them.
He's
Olive
a
Coke?
treacherous.
He's
fuck.
Playing with Coke,
and he goes and plays with other people.
He's playing with
I
Coke.
I see
too.
Him online with people I've never seen before.
Right,
he's trying to do it.
No,
you've
it's
done
all
that with
our
raids
people.
Too. Like
yeah,
I noticed,
does.
Like you'll be on
no, the raids thing. Come on, that started with Bobby and Eric. They started going out raiding alone first.
Is that true?
No, come on.
Yeah, come on.
All Bobby.
All of a sudden, Bobby had all the new gear. Then Eric started.
No, because Bobby was paying people.
That's true.
Bobby was going online
people.
And paying people $100 to take him to the lighthouse.
People in Canada.
Yeah, he's been to the lighthouse, and we haven't.
Yeah, we've never been.
How did we come
you
up?
You think Steve can pay $100 to go to the lighthouse?
No, Steve can't even pay $20.
How did his name come about, General Craig?
Oh, the general. Yes.
Yeah, because he's always got a plan
that never works.
And then they get like the worst team. Yeah, because you're the worst teammate. Like when Steve comes up with a plan, Steve's got the best plans because Steve's plan is like, we're gonna go out.
The last time he did,
we're gonna hug this wall.
The last time he did,
and then you're gonna shoot your gun.
All right,
wait, keep going.
That's a Steve plan. Shoot your gun.
Yeah, keep going.
No, but here's the thing. In my defense, like if I don't say anything, Steve and Eric just stand in the back.
Oh, that is nuts. Wow.
See? See? Woo. Cut.
Treacherous.
Time out.
Unbelievable. Whoa.
You guys will just wait.
This is your guy.
That's the truth.
This is your
guy. Part of our group. But first, you
but
brought
this
him
is your
in.
Guy too.
This is how it started.
My neighbor isn't playing in our fire team.
You're saying, wait, hold up. Let's
I know better than to have my neighbor in the fire team.
You're saying that we just stand
no,
in the back?
No, that's not true at all.
You wait. Well, you definitely stand behind everybody.
Oh,
you know that,
go.
Steve. Oh,
is that true?
Steve even admitted to me.
I'm not staying in. I'm not
Steve,
in this.
Steve's even.
Steve might go get a knife.
Steve is even. Admit to me. Tell him the truth. Like,
well,
you like
know,
to.
I like to be cautious, too. I don't like just running out
but,
in the fire.
But
you know,
you follow me, because if I die, you're going to get a kill.
Like, we all started.
You know, that's yes and no. That's a little. I don't want to. Let's not be literal about it. You know, not all the time. I'm following you, too.
This all started with me and Bobby. We were playing. And we needed a third. Steve on.
Yeah,
so then it was me, Bobby, and Steve playing till 6 a.m. The Prison of Elders.
Prison of Elders.
And it would be like, those were the days, man.
Those were fun days.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Fun back then.
Yeah, I think Destiny was better.
That's
then.
When I had fun. When did it turn not fun?
Yeah, well, you had some blackout rages back then.
Yeah,
we would
YouTube.
Do that too, man.
Well, I mean, everybody knows the famous story of YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
during that, you'd be like, Bobby's on the thing going, he's going to rage quit. He's going to rage quit.
I don't remember. Really?
Yeah, we used to go off.
Oh, my God.
You would go crazy.
Yeah,
when
go
did
crazy.
It become not fun?
You
though.
Almost went crazy.
It became
like
not
a
fun
month
when
ago.
It kept trying to improve the game. You know what I mean?
PvP
and then like, yeah,
for me.
And then, yeah, then I'm like, when he went to, like, they kept changing the light levels, and then it just got, I don't know, it just became like, It's too much.
They reset it. They reset it a lot. And then it was like a lot of gear wasn't like, cause there was all that change.
When they took away all the gear, that's what pissed me off.
Yeah.
When they took away all the year one gear and weapons.
Yeah. I hated
and
that.
Then they promised us all these new weapons and they never came.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh, this sucks. And then we went from the light levels. Remember where one, what was it? 160 was the highest?
Yeah.
It was 160.
170.
Yeah. And then it went to,
Then after that, all those weapons went away.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're fucking nerds right now.
We nerd out on it.
This is the nerdiest conversation.
Yeah, it is. But wait, wait. But what about like a month ago, we were doing the raid. You guys hate the raid. You and Eric hate the raid.
No, no, no. There's parts of the raid that I hate. Okay, because it's not
like
fun.
That fucking jumping. Which one is that?
The Crota.
No, not Crota.
No, it's not. We can do Crota because
it's not.
It's Oryx. Is the fucking worst.
Yeah,
there's parts of it where it's like this isn't fun. But the worst is Vault of
Glass. I don't even understand that.
Yeah, but we can get Vault of Glass done.
Really?
No, there's like when you have somebody that knows what they're doing on Vault of Glass, we can get it done. We're in the right places. People tell us where to go. We can do it. But like
the ship jumping.
Yeah, Oryx is a bunch of like nonsense. That ship jumping is the worst. That relay race is the worst.
That's the worst relay race.
When we're trying to do the challenges, what's the one? The War Priest.
Right.
Where we have to like run around because everybody's got to have the fucking.
The gaze. And then
when you finally get to the sisters, that jumping.
I never made it past that. I never completed Oryx.
You never beat it, right?
I never completed Oryx.
And then when you get to
you don't even know how ridiculous that one is.
The Oryx shit is ridiculous.
What happens after the Oryx?
These Oryx come out. There's a knight that comes out, and then you go to this phantom zone where you have to like shoot people in it. It's like, oh, dude, Oryx.
But I've only completed it once. Yeah, the sisters is bad because you get that orb and you have to be the jumping person.
Yes,
and Steve is.
And it's always this with Steve. Steve, you got it. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Steve always makes noises.
We just die when Steve. He's like, then you hear Steve go, "I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. My palms are sweating.
Are we one of the worst teams ever?
Not one of. We probably are. I don't think there's any team worse than us.
We're bad, but we've played so much.
We've done okay. I'm more positive about that. We've done okay. Not in trials.
That's why he's the bad general.
Yeah, not in trials.
Our delusional general over here.
I'll send us out to war every time. We do okay. With trials, we suck.
You make it to the lighthouse without us?
No, I never did.
You went?
Even that last couple times we played, we never went. It was like
you. You
Coke
must have done something with Eric or all.
Let me ask you. I'm telling him. I'm telling him that one super duper good guy is not going to carry two of us to the lighthouse.
No, never.
See? We need two super good guys with one of us. It's not possible. We're going to prove it. We put the message out there. Yeah. We want some of the greatest guys
in
Destiny.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's possible.
Well, there was that one time we played a dude.
I can't tell him we've never done it with Coke.
No, we've never done it.
I've never done it with Coke and one of his other good buddies.
Yeah!
We've never done it with Coke and just one of his other good buddies.
So it's us.
Like Gavin. Like, we've never done it.
Yeah,
we are the duh.
Yeah.
We're the problem, yes.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
Right? Yeah, we're
like he's going to the lighthouse.
Right.
Coke, Gavin, and one of their friends have gone. You add one of us, and all of a sudden, it's like
zero times.
We've never gone.
We've never gone.
Has Frank gone and not told us?
I think Frank has gone.
Maybe
Frank's gone.
Yeah,
Frank's on Battlefield. So
yeah, he's that playing other games count. Too.
So going back to Frank, he is only on when you're on.
Yeah,
when we're on,
there's
when
the, we're oh, on, there's the real talk. There's the real talk.
Yeah.
He cares about you.
That's why you.
I just want to let that. I love Frank.
Why is that?
Well, he's trying to get some spots. You know.
There's the truth. That's the truth.
But when it's just me, him, and Coke, he's like, "All right, bye, guys."
No, you guys.
He doesn't even get on.
He doesn't get on anymore.
But that's what I hate about the game is that, like, you know, they force you. One of the worst things about Destiny is they force you to do a raid where you have to do it with six people. So therefore, we're three.
Right.
So we got to find three other people. So we find these three people,
right.
And then every other part of the game...
Oh, some guy from England yelling at us.
Every other part of the game, you have to play... You can only play with three people.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like you've forced us to make friends with people that we can't even play with unless we're doing the raid.
Remember that? We've Crucible. Had some weird...
What about Toast? You love Toast? Remember that night we had Toast on? And then
which one? Wait. Which one is Toast?
That was the
Your
girl.
Your online girlfriend.
Oh, the girl. Online girlfriend. That was drunk.
And then,
she's
and then the
vodka,
next time,
yeah.
And then the next time you hated it because they were playing techno music the whole time.
Oh, that was a nightmare. Yeah.
And you guys just quit out.
No, but we were playing with these two adorable British boys.
Oh, yeah, the British.
Because they were on there singing. They were like
12.
Yeah, they were just like, I said, oh, it's Oliver.
You say, Oliver.
And then
Twist.
They started singing. Yeah. They were, you know, food glorious, food, hot sausage and mustard. Yeah, they were like singing and having a good time. So then some guy that we were playing with
fully goes on,
like, you guys shut up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Steve and I had a cross platform. Like across the internet, unspoken communication with each other.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. I didn't even
like,
have to talk to you.
We already knew. It was like, we're going to have to get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah. Take it easy, bro.
This is like, just a video game.
Yeah, like, we're trying to have some fun here.
Yeah,
it's just
fun.
At the end of the like, what
like,
we.
Shut up. What shut we, up.
And then he's doing.
Shut up.
He's doing Crota in a way we don't like to do
like,
it.
No, you have to stand here.
We wanted to be on the right side. And he's like mad at us that we don't want to be on this. And I was like, let's get him out of here.
Just getting to it. I mean, so you went to. You saw Destiny 2. I mean, are you excited about. Let's.
I mean, it'll be better. I mean, there's new stuff.
Did you see it?
You went to
You went to the Bungie. Yeah, he played it.
I could have gone to an EA party last night for
the one on Sunset.
Yeah, but I didn't go.
Yeah.
I was just lazy. I
don't know. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I guess I don't know. It's nice to have new content, new stories.
It's great.
Missions.
I played
but
it.
But don't
so
you?
Much
your light
game.
Level. We have to start from the beginning and grind.
But that's
gonna
make us
like that.
But that's gonna make us want to play the game.
Yeah, we get new gear.
Right now, there's no point in playing.
What about PvP? Are you excited about 4-on-4? 4v4?
Well, maybe they'll help.
What even? Oh, Trials of Osiris will be 4-on-4?
No, I don't think so.
Well, no, that's what they were saying.
No, that's what they were saying.
I didn't see that.
Oh, well, maybe not. I don't know. That's what I heard.
Okay, that would be nice if it is.
Yeah, that would help.
Can we make it to the lighthouse before it drops in a few weeks?
Dude.
No, dude.
We could try.
When is Coke?
Where is Coke?
We got to put this out.
He has a fight.
Coke's fight is the 25th.
So Coke's fighting in Oklahoma City, July...
25th.
Or June 25th. June 25th, Oklahoma City. He's fighting Clay Guida. Tune in for that. How are we doing on time, man? This was fun, right?
Oh, almost an hour.
Oh, we got it. Let's get out of here.
Go. Yeah.
I'm feeling a little itchy. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, I guess, Steve's what's your gamer tag? What's your gamer tag? So,
Gray Gold. And then it's Griffin, Eric Griffin, comedy.
Yeah, mine's Eric Griffin.
Okay, so if someone...
But that's on Twitch. No, we're talking about just our gamer tags.
All right, Eric Griffin. So, we're going to at least try to go to the lighthouse before that.
Yeah, so add us.
Yeah, add us or
try
add
to like
us.
Send a message like I'll take you to the
on
lighthouse.
On Xbox, yeah.
I don't think it's gonna happen. We have to try it one of two ways: one great person with two of us, or one great person and their great friend and one of us. I think that's the only way it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
okay, we're gonna have to go one at a time.
So before we end, I have to give a shout out to my new Patreon guy, Randy Rissage. And Tony Pire, and I also have to give a shout out to Duck Ong Bui, who just donated money to the PayPal. So thank you for that.
Oh, great!
Nice.
Let's. What's your Instagram, social, and your show?
I'm at Eric Griffin.
We didn't even talk about your show.
GRIKGRIFFIN. So I got a new show on Showtime every Sunday at 10 p.m. on Showtime, and then my new hour special comes out July 7th. It's called The Ugly Truth. July 7th on Showtime, 9:00.
Awesome.
Friday, July 7th. So after July 4th, you know, watch my special.
Craig, your Instagram?
Nobody cares.
Nobody wants it.
No, nobody wants it. We need you. We need more followers for
it's
you, man.
Too, it's too hard to even pronounce.
Spell it out right now.
It's at Q-U. How
it should be general.
Quang?
You should change it to general, Craig.
It's Pignocchio.
Pignocchio.
Yeah, why?
Pignocchio.
It's just a title.
P-I-G.
You have pig in the title of your name?
That's how we roll.
You can't be this pink and chubby and call yourself.
So Pignocchio.
Pignocchio. Thanks for coming, guys. So this is our fire team.
Wait. You're a lying pig?
Pig nose.
Pignocchio. He's a lying. You lying pig.
We got to end this before it turns into a fight. These guys are.
What knives that?
Yeah.
So thanks for coming, guys.
And you don't want to see Steve, 1991.
Highway Wrestling, 1992.
Highway, 91 to 93.
Regional state. Look out for our fire team, WFE. Worst fire team ever, right, guys?
Coming to Twitch, coming to YouTube
very shortly. This is a good intro to that, right?
Yeah.
Craig? That's
for
why.
Sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And watch Griffin shows and watch Coke fight.
Yeah, watch Coke fight, watch Coke Griffin fight. Show. And now it's time for Little Ray's.
And I hope that Steve. Steve and his girlfriend stay together.
Hell yes. Okay. Thanks, dude.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show.
I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's world.
Well, what do we got here, Beep? What the hell is this? Is this a goddamn ghost I'm seeing here? So your name is Zost Smith, correct? Well, goddamn, what happened to you, man? Why, how come you're such a fat ghost? French toast. You were addicted to French toast, and you choked on a piece of French toast bread, man, and it got caught in your throat and died? You died. I'm so sorry, man. So that's what you get for having an addiction to French toast, man. You needed a more balanced diet, you know what I mean, man? Beep, I feel sorry for this fat, fat ghost named Zost. But guess what, buddy? We wrote a song about you, Ghost, and it goes a little something like this, man.
What do we got ourselves here, Beep? It looks like we got ourselves a fat, fat ghost named Zost the Ghost. Zost the Ghost, his name is Zost the Ghost. Zost the Ghost, his name is Zost the Ghost. Man, I caught a little glimpse of Zost the Ghost. He choked on a piece of French toast the post. Autopsy showed a loaf of bread and throat. He used to travel for this dish from coast to coast. Zost was the man with the utmost rep. Engrossing conversations had his secrets kept. Inside a vault was every breakfast spot. His favorite was a powdered sugar bread that caught him off guard at Dupar's he ate. Half past eight, too late for saving grace. Maneuver of the Heimlich would have saved the safe. Instead of fatty flip, it flew past heaven's gates. What do you call a man that dies from food? A beast of the beast, don't try to find this dude. He always lied to you about his diet, right? Until it was too late, that was his final slice. A bread from the French, but the stench was death. Powdered sugar in his mouth and maple syrup on his bed. Zost the Ghost is all that's left. A menu to remember, in December he was X'd out. Poor big fat ghost named Zost, man.
Join us next week for another episode of Little Ray's World. See you all then, man.
All right.
Woo. All right, another one down.